Outside Derwent College, D Block, on the grassy patch during the day. People are walking around Person A as he stands there, looking like a Muppet.
It was just your classic love story, really. Boy meets girl, boy announces feelings for girl. Girl reciprocates, both fall passionately and swiftly in love. None of this challenge and drama that seemed to come in during the romantic period in English literature.
Game, Set and Match, a URY drama, written by Matt Windsor.
Enter girlfriend. Person A and girlfriend awkwardly and woodenly embrace, in a way that makes it clear to the audience that there is absolutely no chemistry between the actors playing them.
I love you.
I love you too. It was all going so well. I was on track for getting a first, and she was going to get a 2-1. She did history of art, I did computer systems and software engineering with a year in industry. Things were perfect, and when he appeared, it just seemed like the icing on the cake.
Computer Science, Heslington East. Person A enters the lift on the ground floor, in which Person B is conveniently standing in the corner. Person A presses the button for the second floor.
Doors closing.
The doors close.
I think I know you.
Going up.
I think I know you too.
We used to play tennis together. In year 11, at school.
You always used to beat me.
I had a better serve.
At some point during this conversation, the lift reaches its destination.
Floor
and
one.
The doors open.
Doors
The two
opening.
Do not notice and continue talking.
You had a better arm, full stop.
What course are you doing?
Computer systems and software engineering of a year in industry, you?
Maths.
Something doesn't add up here.
Long, awkward pause. Someone gets into the lift and presses the button for floor 0. The lift starts descending again, without the two noticing.
Going down.
That was a joke.
I know.
I tried.
I don't know. You kind of put your own spin lock on it.
That's terrible.
Ground floor.
After that encounter, we became close friends. He invited me to all my Facebook parties, and I got him to go to a Hacksock board games and cake. Eventually, I introduced him to the girlfriend, and the three of us got on like a house on fire.
The lift scene continues indefinitely underneath the narration.
It was then that I remembered something I learned all those years ago, in tennis. Make one bad serve, and it's game, set and match.
Vambra Bar, night. The bar is deserted, except for Person B, who is sitting at the table. Person A joins him with a glass that is quite patently empty.
You came!
Of course I did. You know I can't resist an invite when it's on Twitter.
So, you're gonna do it?
Of course.
Have you told her?
Yes.
How did she take it?
Not very well.
That's to be expected. It's not every day that you dump your girlfriend for another man. Especially one as dashing and, might I say, good at tennis as me.
I thought you were talking about the placement year, not us two.
Oh yes, the placement year. You're going to leave your girlfriend for an entire year to go swanning off to Bath. And spend a year waiting Pearl for company whose offices are a glorified townhouse, while she drinks herself to an early grave, and I have to make do with my porn collection.
It's only a year. We can pick up where we left off.
Don't you think that's a bit self?
Person A suddenly, melodramatically, flies off his chair onto the floor. Person B looks on in confusion.
You're not at that part yet.
Sorry, I lost my grip on the seat.
Person A sits back down. Person B immediately screws his face up, as if to signify he's back in angry mode.
Don't you think that's a bit selfish?
I'm not your boyfriend.
It's not about me. It's about her. It's not fair on the girlfriend. And me. I mean, I was there first.
She wouldn't do this to me.
It was just your classic love story, really. Boy meets girl. Boy announces feelings for girl. Girl reciprocates. Both fall passionately and swiftly in love. None of this challenge and drama that seemed to come in during the romantic period.
That's my internal monologue you're stealing, and my girlfriend.
You don't get it, do you? I met her in year 10, before I met you.
I met her in year 9, actually.
8!
7.
6! It was in year 6!
You win.
Aren't you going to drink any of that Bacardi and Coke?
I've been drinking it throughout this entire conversation, haven't I?
Yes. Yes, you have. Sorry. You see, there's a reason I started this man crush on you. And it wasn't... you... well... it wasn't completely due to you. I did it so I could be with her.
She wouldn't do this to me.
She's my girlfriend, you see. And I'm not letting a Komsky get in the way. Not even one with abs like yours.
Those abs are hers.
The only abs my girlfriend wants are mine, my dear friend. She's been lying to you this whole time. Well, actually, she's been telling the truth. And you're the one that's living a lie.
Rebuke.
Snide retort!
Comment that makes no sense given the exposition of the plot so far.
You see, I can't let you go off to Bath and leave my girlfriend alone with me for a year. Only to come back and steal her off me. No, I need you gone. Regardless of how cute you look when you step out of a shower and how your skin shimmers when your towel is dry.
Stop it with the ho-yay. This is a family production.
So the two of us came up with a plan. I'd get you to come out to Viba for a chat, and only one of us would leave here alive.
Person A makes a visible but failed attempt to fling himself off his chair again. Person B eventually resorts to helping him off the chair, at which point Person A lies down on the floor, twitching.
I assume you're aware of the drug fluitzepam, commonly known as Rohypnol. The famous hypnotic used in date rapes.
Actually, it's only used in around 1% of reported date rapes, according to Wikipedia.
I bet you didn't know that in my spare time, I'm an experimental chemist, did you? And I've perfected a special Rohypnol-based drug that could kill a herd of war elephants in 15 minutes flat.
Person B crouches down over Person A, triumphantly.
Can't you see? It's perfect. I get to bump you off, take my girlfriend back, and live happily ever after, whilst nobody, not even Sherlock Holmes, Poirot, or Robbie Coltrane, could possibly trace your sudden demise back to me. And all it took was for me to befriend the barmaid, give her a picture of you so she knew who to look out for, tell her to spike your drink, pay your bar tab on your behalf to clean up the loose ends, and cut the phone lines in Vanbrugh and steal all the mobile phones within a mile vicinity of the bar so if she changes her mind and tries to phone the police, I'll be long gone before she finds a working phone.
Person B pauses, takes a script out of his pocket, and reads it.
And now, apparently, I've got to bite your arm. This wasn't in the script yesterday.
I assure you it was.
Person B cranes over Person A. Attempts in a half-hearted, do I really have to do this manner to bite his arm, but is surprised when Person A rolls over, pins Person B on the floor, and pours the non-existent contents of his glass all over Person A's face.
What have you done? I'm melting! No! What a world! What a world!
Both slump lifeless on the floor. A few seconds pass, then Person A gets up.
Actually, I feel fine.
Me too.
Guess there'll have to be a sequel then.
Yup.
So there we were, lying on the floor of the local bar, not entirely sure what to do next. Mainly because a sequel hasn't been written yet, but that'll be fixed soon, I'm sure of it. And all that kept going through my mind this whole time was the tagline of the play. Make one bad serve, and it's game, set, and match.
In Game, Set, and Match, Person A was played by Matt Windsor. Person B was played by Lloyd Wallace. Girlfriend was played by Anthony Williams. The Lift was William Chalk, and Scene Setting was by Will Bennett. Game, Set, and Match was loosely based on Checkmate by YSTV. The director and producer was Andrew Durant. Game, Set, and Match was a Studio 2 production by Comp Team for URY. Original music was composed by Matt Windsor.